Why did the Cotton Club close its doors?
Oh, that's a real tragic story. See, I had a crowd. I had the white people came like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then on weekends, the club would turn to African Americans come out. They didn't come out every night then. So I had the best of both worlds. Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I got all the car dealers, all the car salesmen. They would come after they get off work. And then the night people would come. And then there was a news reporter with the Oregon Journal. His name was Doug Baker. And he liked our shows. So Doug would come to see the show. And the next day, he would write down an article about the show he saw at the Cotton Club last night. And all these white people show up, you know. Whoa, that's great, you know, because the money's coming in. Then on weekends, you know, the African Americans came out. So I had the best of both worlds. But then when Dr. King got killed in 1968, that started to separate the races. So the whites stopped coming because the blacks were there, and the blacks stopped coming because the whites were there. So here I am sitting there with this business, and I have no business, you know. I mean, it just separated the races just like that. I mean, overnight. And so I was able to sell. You know, I found a guy that wanted it, so I sold the business. That's why the Cotton Club went down.